Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to FM 96.1 AM 1170 The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And we are at the San Diego International Auto Show, just hanging out with about 10 million of our friends.
Yep.
The segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. If you've got a vehicle that's a classic, an antique, or a hot rod, or just an everyday driver, and you want better fuel mileage and you want your vehicle to be in better condition, then you need to go to San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. Stan is the man. He's been around forever. You can locate him at 6622 University Avenue or just go to sdcarb.com. That's sdcarb.com. All right, well, this is the Motorsports Hour that we're going to do a little chatting. For all you A.J. Allmendinger fans that were really worried that he doesn't have a ride for 2019 and what was he going to do, well, he is starting a new career.
Really?
As of January, he will be the NBC Sports announcer.
Really?
Yeah. So he
what
got
kind of sports?
Motorsports.
Oh.
And he got the multi-year agreement to contribute on various properties across NBC Sports, unparalleled motorsports portfolio, including he's going to do a booth analysis for NBC Sports coverage of the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so his debut will come on Saturday, January the 25th, during the Rolex 24-hour at Daytona. If you're going to break him in at 24 hours, I guess. Where he will be driving for Meyer Shank Racing as well. So, you know.
He's going to drive and he's going to do some announcing. I love it.
So Allmendinger's also going to make regular appearances on NASCAR America, if you've ever seen that.
Mm-hmm.
AJ does love racing, and he's very passionate about IMSA, as am I.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sam Flood, the executive producer, president of production of NBC Sports, says, hey, his career as a driver across IMSA and NASCAR and open wheel will bring a unique mix of experience and insight, which I totally agree. You can never go wrong by putting a driver on as an announcer or an analyst or a color commentator. Allmendinger's 37 years old. He comes after 13 years of competing in NASCAR and spending the last 5.5 years at JTG Doherty Racing. In 371 career starts, Allmendinger scored only one win. That was at Watkins Glen. That also qualified him for the playoffs. Allmendinger finished his career best 13th in points in the same season. So if you don't think it's not difficult to win in NASCAR,
that ought to tell you. He's a great driver.
And he said he couldn't be more excited about this new chapter in his life alongside some of the most knowledgeable, influential voices in motorsports. So I think Allmendinger is going to do a superb job.
Do you think he has the presence and the it quality?
He's kind of sat in on an occasional, you know, broadcast. You know, they'll bring him in as a driver. He's got a good handle on the sport. He understands it. He speaks well, and he looks well.
Well, Dale Jr., they put him on last year, and he did a great job.
The only thing about Dale Jr., and you're right, he did a phenomenal job, but working with Burton, they sound identical.
Oh.
They both have that high, squeaky voice.
Oh, so it's hard to tell who's talking if you're not sitting there.
Yeah. By the way, Richard Childress, if anybody knows who Richard Childress is, thanks to – he was the – put Dale Earnhardt Sr. on the map. Childress used to drive, but realized he wasn't as good a driver as he was an owner. And he was the one that gave Dale Earnhardt Sr. His first real break. And he is going to be celebrating 50 years in the industry, if you can believe that. And he's going to, and so there's going to be probably a whole year long festivities at the North Carolina headquarters. So it's going to be just a whole lot of fun. Congratulations. You know, of course, champagne. I don't know how he's going to do that. He has his own winery. I wonder if he makes his own champagne.
Childress Champagne.
Yes. He makes his own wine. He's got his own wine. Yeah.
Well, You know, it's a great business to be in if you need a tax shelter, because you're going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true. Childress says, wow, 50 years. He says, I'll tell you, it's been one heck of a ride. And that ride wasn't just Richard Childress. He looks around the room. It's about you all, not about me. And it was just part of it, and it was a dream. Only in America could a kid with a dream and an old $20 race car be standing here today, 50 years later, in the millions.
Uh-huh. He's done quite well.
Yeah, revealing that he had recently been asked why he's still in the business. The 73-year-old team owner said his simplest reply was that he wants to win. He says, heck, I never thought I'd live to be 50, much less be racing 50 years later. Childress chuckled. He says he started racing at Bowman Gray Stadium, which there is a series now, a TV series called the Bowman Gray Stadium. And it's a weekly series. It's awesome.
On what channel?
I think it was on the History Channel. No, History Channel or
Velocity.
Velocity, yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll have to look for that.
Yeah. He says he was like 17, 18 years old back in the day when he started off. And it wasn't that great of a driver, unfortunately. But everything with the RCR revolves around racing, and that was evident even during his celebration. Amid the unveiling its 50th anniversary logo and a video of RCR's greatest hits, a few pieces of news were announced. One, the celebration will continue in Daytona as Austin Dillon and Daniel Hemric will run gold cars. Hemric is also going to be running the number 8 instead of the 31 as he competes for Rookie of the Year, and his partner in painted scheme will also be rolled out. Jerry Punch, formerly the ESPN, served as the event moderator and riled up the crowd by telling them he was taking a picture from the podium. Punch said he wanted to document the moment because he had a specific caption in mind for Twitter. This is what the championship team looked like before 2019 season began, Punch said, because I think things are ahead. Having to hold another toast 1 year from now, Childress wouldn't mind. So congratulations to Richard for you know, putting 50 years into the industry and helping his grandsons out. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty strong.
He's got a good reputation. He's done a lot for industry.
He's done a lot for the industry, and
well-liked.
Yeah, very, very well-liked. You got any motorsport news? Nothing.
I've got a nice little smile going here.
Well, racing's coming up. I mean, we're only weeks away from the Daytona 500, you know, the local tracks. Well, Paris is right around the corner.
Paris is going to start in February, and then we've got motocross starting up.
And you're going to be heading to that. You got
press event on Friday the 4th up there at Angel Stadium.
Yeah. Monster trucks are hot and heavy. Yeah. I was watching the stadium truck races with Robbie Gordon. So that series is alive and well for 2019, so I was happy to see see that.
And then in January, the Chili Bowl, a sprint car down in Oklahoma. That's happening in January. We're going to have Jake Swanson calling in.
I was going to ask you, don't we have Jake Swanson calling in?
Yeah. He's going to call in at the 3:30 segment for the Paris segment, and he's going to talk about his adventures in sprint car racing. And coming up, he's going to actually be competing in the Chili Bowl down in Oklahoma.
Yeah, isn't he heading back home? Isn't Jake heading back to Oklahoma?
No, that's Toby. Toby Sampson.
I get them all mixed up.
Yeah,
all
he's the one who's an Okie. Oh, yeah.
All your boyfriends.
Well, Jake actually is engaged, and he's getting married pretty soon, too.
That's what I heard. We'll have to ask him if we get invited.
Well, yeah.
We didn't get invited.
I know.
How come we didn't get invited?
Right, and he switched racing teams last year. Remember, he was with Moose Racing, and now he's with a different. So he could talk to us about that.
And you never got your Moose shirt.
I never did. And the thing is, I was so crazy about the logo because it had teal and everything.
All right, we're going to get on him about it. He'll have to get you another one. I'm sure he's still friends with the old team. All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. We're here at the San Diego International Auto Show. This place will be rocking until 7 o'clock tonight. Come on down, buy a ticket, go in, kick the tires, go out, watch a beautiful sunset.
Yeah, there's still a lot of people here. Yep. It's still happening, still in full swing. I mean, it's not slowing down at all.
Not a bit. No, all right, and if you're just into people watching.
Oh, it's great. We've been sitting here in the back by the Exotics Vault just taking it all in.
All right.
And we will be right back.
On FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
folks. Welcome back. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And we are at the San Diego International Auto Show down in the exotic vault, is what they call it.
That's where they put us.
And
we're
going to be hanging here for another 45 minutes.
Yep.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. You can check them out at 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. You can also call them at 888-588-3778. But my recommendation is take a run down there looking for new or used. 80% of their used cars are trade-ins from you, the consumer. They don't go to the auction. They send to the auction. This is also Barona Circle Track. That's who Paul Dyke sponsors. He races out there, and he does a phenomenal job. And with that being said, we got Roger Harper on the line, 2010 Street Stock champ turned race director. How you doing, Roger?
I'm doing well, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we surely do appreciate having you on. So how long have you been the race director?
Well, since last year when Marv and Debbie left, I took over for Marv. And been a lot of fun. A little trials and tribulations here and there, but it's been a good amount of fun.
Well, it's like herding cats, right?
Well, yeah, it's you know, you're dealing with a lot of different characters down there and a lot of friends. I've made a lot of friends over the years. It's just been interesting. I can say that for sure.
Well, it was a good year out there at Barona. I mean, just from our perspective, you know, we went a couple times and we've taking it all in over the years, and you know, we felt this season was really good. You know, the track surface is good, the racers all seem to be really happy, fans seem very happy, so I think you did something right.
Well, thanks, Michelle. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know, we have a good team of people that work out there. I want to say I've got this, I've got that, but it's not like that at all. I've got we've got just the greatest group of guys working the track, whether it's a spotter, a radio person, the flag people, they're the greatest. So
well, and you
I
got Dirt Dude.
Whatsoever.
Don't forget Dirt Dude.
For sure. Oh, yeah. No, I'll never forget him. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Well, and it really starts at the top, and that's with the Salazars. You know, if the Salazars didn't have the image or the vision and the desire and the, you know, to make this happen, it wouldn't be happening. So, you know, you got to give, first of all, them all the credit. And then being able to put together a team, everything, like you say, from the race director to the announcer to the track worker to the even to the volunteers that come in, to the people that work the gates, it's a team effort. It's no different than a football team or a baseball team. There's good, they're bad, and it really has everything to do with consistency, working together, all for the same goal. And I think 2019, you know, that's just my inner gut feeling, that this should be a banner year for you guys.
Well, you're absolutely right about having a great team, and I think we have. Even the scores are just awesome bunch of people up there. But, yeah, we're looking forward to a new season, kind of hoping to get through the holidays and then really get after it. Going to have a big meeting with some of the officials and iron out a couple more things as far as rules go, competition rules for a few of the divisions. But for the most part, everybody's going to be to have the same stuff, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, exactly. So anything from a race director point of view, any rule changes, anything coming out in 2019 we should know about?
No, really nothing. Just a couple of competition things for one or two of the divisions. But other than that, everything's pretty much going to be the same. We're just going to roll with what we have and probably have a couple of divisions that we started last season. I think the Lightning Saints, don't know they've quite committed yet, but they sure put on a good show for us, as well as they're going to have the SoCal Lawnmower Racing Association out there. That's a fun group of guys to watch. And I heard maybe some flat track motorcycles were going to come out too. And again, stuff like that's going to really bring about some more people up in the stands. I hope it's a lot of fun.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, and I know there's a mini monster truck group in town that are trying. They only got two cars down here in San Diego, and they're trying to, you know, build up their group of cars. And I think that'd be a great event for Barona as well.
Oh, no question about it. Yeah, no question about it.
So, did you hang the steering wheel up?
Absolutely not. If I ever have the opportunity, I'd love to be able to drive again for sure. I don't have anything personally, but I've gotten a few offers since I've actually quit racing full time, and I think there's no better compliment than to have someone ask if you will drive their car for them. I've been able to do that on several occasions. It's quite an honor, trust me.
Well, and you know why? It's because you take care of your equipment. You don't abuse it. You don't go out and wad it all up, and you know, and that's how you end up getting rides. And you know, you're a sensible driver, and you wouldn't have gotten the 2010 Street Stock Championship if you hadn't have been. So that is a compliment to you for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I agree. I never passed up the opportunity to get behind the wheel. That's for sure.
Well, even at my age, if you come, well, not today, but if you would come to my car normally, my bag is in the back.
as is mine.
And I got my driving suit, got my shoes, I have to tell you, really cute. I was at a press event, and we were out in La Jolla, some Richie house, and they actually had an Aston Martin race car, and it was all caged, the whole nine yards, and the guy says, so we were looking at it, you know. And he says, wow. I told him, I said, man, that'd be awesome to drive. He says, hey, if you can get in it, I'll let you drive it. 2 seconds later, I said, where are we going? He goes, holy mackerel, how'd you get in that thing so fast?
That's incredible.
It's a disease.
Yeah,
I know it's a disease.
I've had one of my good friends out there at the racetrack and gave me a really good tip one time. We were out of town, and he asked me if I brought my gear. Actually, I didn't. He says, so you're sure then you're not going to race tonight, so make sure from now on you always bring your gear, leave it in your truck.
Oh, yeah.
You'll never know, because I would have put you behind the wheel tonight. His name's Eric Evans. I'm sure you know Eric.
Oh, Eric Evans would put his mother behind the wheel.
Don't say that.
That's a good thing. He would.
It's a good thing. Yeah.
I have a question for Roger.
You know about racing. Go ahead.
Roger, why'd you go to, what made you want to be a race director at Barona?
Well, you know, it was just, as far as want to, I think it was kind of like, would you? I said, well, sure, I'll help out in any way I can. I mean, the Stellars have been great people to me and my family. And I think my kids have helped out there. They've worked at Gates and just, we've been all over the place up there. So, again, it was just like, sure, I'll be glad to do it. You know, it's a tough job, but, again, it's been my honor to be able to help the Stellars. They're a great group of people to work for.
So you figured out how to race direct from the behind the steering wheel of a race car, just in case? You got that all figured out?
Well, every little bit helps. A little experience in all aspects. I was a flagman for a good part of the season, before I became race director. So I see a little of this. I worked down in the tech area before as well, so I've had a little experience of everything around the track. The only thing I haven't done is use the water.
Right.
They have a good water man there, so. Other than that, it's just experience being around the track and knowing what everybody likes and doesn't like. So, trying to make the best of what we have.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been racing?
You know, I've been around racing for a long time. My brothers raced out at Cartsville, out in Hamel, in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, my
God.
So, yeah, so I've been around a long time. But me, actually, behind the wheel, I started in 2006, there at Verona.
Huh.
I have raced down at Imperial. I've raced at Cocopah. I've raced at Paris. So I've been, you know, just different tracks here close, and it's just been a barrel of fun. Even got my wife driving a car for a couple of seasons, 2009 and 10.
Sweet.
And so I've taken two race cars, two trailers, and two trucks up there every other weekend. It was for a couple of years. It was a lot of fun.
That's a lot to haul up that. Wow.
Well, I only live down in Lakeside, so it's not too bad.
Oh. Okay, no wonder.
A lot of fun and dedication. It's just a lot of fun. Yes, sir.
Who was the guest we had last week, the lady and her daughter?
Oh.
Sanders?
No, Christina. Christina Bird?
No, Bird.
Oh, Christina Bird?
I don't want to hurt
Catherine
you.
Bird. Yeah. Catherine Bird.
She has an extra dwarf car. Would you drive one of those?
I don't know about that. I've watched those guys race, and I mean, that's a lot of race car right there. That's a lot of race car. I'd get behind the wheel during practice. I don't know how I'd do in competition. Now, those things are hard to drive.
Well, Brittany would give you some tips.
Sure, she would. She's done really well,
isn't she? I mean, third in points last season. How cool! And that just goes to show you consistency.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, she runs up in the top four or five all the time. A bad night, everybody has them, but she's really consistent and runs right up now. Really a lot of fun to watch, too.
Well, and she's good for the sport.
She comes to the racetrack with a great attitude. I love seeing that. It's like one of the reasons I like being there. All the people, all the friends that I've met, it's just a lot of fun.
I know. We try to get her on radio, but oh, no, she has to keep waxing her race car. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, you didn't go to SEMA, so we didn't get our girls' takeover in October like last time.
Yeah, I let those two take the whole three-hour show over as I went to SEMA, so you know I'm not there this year. No, they did a great job. They did an awesome job. They actually did a better job than what we would normally do, but they had a ton of fun. All right, buddy. Hey, so when's the season start?
I'm thinking I've heard like April 6th, I believe.
That's an exclusive.
So, do you know if they got the schedule up yet?
I don't know. I've just heard that I think April, the first weekend of April is our first race. But
I just
not
looked.
Seen the schedule yet.
I've been haunting the website.
Yeah. We'll yell at them. All right, buddy. Hey, it's always good chatting with you.
Roger. We got to meet you when we come out next time.
We'll be the two people wandering around lost.
We're looking for the tri-tip.
I'll tell you, we appreciate everything you've done for the Verona racetrack, Dave Mitchell. So, yes, please, come on out. It'll be a lot.
All right, buddy.
We'd love to. I just have to get a room at the Verona Hotel, and then I'm in.
All right, buddy.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks a lot, Roger.
Thanks, Roger.
Race director, Verona, 2010 Street Stock.
Yeah, and go to veronaspeedway.com if you want more information about how to race in Verona.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a small break. Jake Swanson should be on the line, and he's going to talk to us. And it's only going to take a moment. FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.
We are Richard.
Are listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And we are down here at the San Diego International Auto Show.
Yep, which goes till 7 o'clock.
Tonight.
And we are doing a live remote from the floor right next to the Exotics Vault. Have you picked out which Lamborghini or Maserati you want?
Nah, I think I'll...
You have to stick with a McLaren?
Nah, I don't like the doors.
Oh.
I'm not a... You know,
I don't care. I'll just jump in. I'll just do the old, you know, Dukes of Hazzard slide.
Right. Let's get back to work here. Paris Auto Speedway sponsors this segment. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Go to their website. They have their schedule up. You'll be able to check out what races you want to go to. I think you should go to all of them. But you'll be able to see what is racing. There's special nights that you'll definitely want to be there. And we got Jake Swanson on the line getting ready to go to the Chili Bowl, I guess. Right, Jake?
That's it. Yeah, we're getting things dialed in. I'm bringing some parts and pieces over to the shop here pretty soon. And slowly but surely getting everything ready.
You taking one car or two or what?
We're taking, actually, with 6-8 Motorsports, we're going to have four this year.
Wow.
There'll be two cars. That'll be 68 cars. There'll be one's for me and one's for my teammate, Robbie Josette. And then the other two that are under our umbrella are Kyle Bielman Motorsports. He's got two cars that Jacinto is going to drive one, and then Kyle will be in the other.
Wow. So when you guys do that, do you share information?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it really, it's kind of us against 300 other guys. So the more information that you can share amongst your team, the better it's going to make you. You know, in a way, you're not really racing against each other, especially at first, because you all go on different days. So as much information as you can share is definitely ideal. But, you know, we've run well before. We made it to the A-Main on Saturday with both cars. Ronnie Gardner was my teammate that year. And, you know, we obviously had the same type of deal, just shared as much information as we could and just built off of each other. We were surprised at how different our setups were just because of our driving style. But, you know, there's still a lot of good information that can be shared, even if you're different.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't really understand that, but, you know, the way you like a car set up and the way I like a car set up, you know, it could be as different as night and day. And if you switch the drivers, and you won't get good results. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to make sure that driver, car, and crew chief are on the same page.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the biggest thing is making the driver comfortable, you know, getting that race car tuned to what he likes and what he's comfortable with, because if he's more comfortable, he's going to drive it in the corner harder.
And didn't you, talking about last year's Chili Bowl, I think, if I remember correctly, you did pretty much the best finish of anybody in Southern California?
That would have been 2 years ago. That
2 years ago.
Yeah. That was, well, January of 2017. We ended up fifth, actually, top five on the A-Main, or in the A-Main on Saturday. So that was really cool. My teammate, Ronnie, ran ninth. And I think Damien was in the main, too. I don't know where he ended up.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's... Yeah, it's always so cool when we know you, and we know when you guys are going back to the Chili Bowl.
We watch
because you guys do very well supporting, you know, Southern California. I wish we had more tracks, but that's another story.
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate it. I wish we had more tracks too, you know, and more races. But,
yeah.
Things kind of are what they are right now. It's definitely expensive to race in California.
Oh boy.
That's why it's kind of tough, but that's a whole other can of worms.
Right.
So who are the sponsors that's going to take you to the tracks next year?
Well, next year we've got I've got some stuff going with Team AZ. This is the team that I ended the year with this year with CRA. So we're going to be doing a lot of racing next year, everything from the 410 stuff, out there, out here. I say out there is in Arizona. That's what where they're out of, obviously. And then they may even do some wing stuff too. I know that they kind of want to bounce around and race as much as they can, but not really commit to any sort of points title or anything like that, which is perfect for me. You know, that's exactly what I'm after. To be honest, the points deal. It's fun, you know, it's a nice feather in your cap, but I'd rather go out there and just try to win races every weekend.
Yeah.
So just one by one instead of doing a whole series. That's the way to make it more, I guess you can be diverse, is different kind of cars, different series, different divisions.
Yeah.
You can show how you're a utility player, basically.
Yeah. I mean, the goal is to just be in a car as much as possible, you know, every weekend if I can. The seat time only makes us better, you know, and that's part of the reason why those guys in the Midwest are so good. They're really sharp, you know, because they race so frequently as opposed to us out here. We'll run maybe 40 times a year if you're running multiple series, and out there they're running, you know, 80, 90 times a year. So
right.
It makes it tough when you know, you have to do battle with those guys because they've got a lot of experience. You know, they've been racing a lot over the course of this off season. We haven't even done anything. We won't do anything until Chili Bowl. So,
right.
That's the only downside. But obviously, we make it work. And there's been a lot of guys that made it from California to out there, and they get a lot of opportunities. So, I'm just going to keep on plugging away, what's meant to be is going to happen.
Yeah. Right. Well, I know you make them nervous when they see you guys come rolling into the Chili Bowl from California. You know they go, ah, shoot, he's come back. Oh, no, all four of them came back.
Well, you know, honestly, there's so many good guys out there. You know, it's hard to just be, like, worried about one guy. There's so many good guys that make the main every year, and there's guys that don't make the main that probably should have, you know. And
right.
I mean, shoot, the C mains on Saturday, the C's and D's are like A mains, you know, any sort of national show. So,
yeah,
it's definitely a whole different world. It's a completely different culture. You're not really looking at this as the guy to beat. You're just trying to not beat yourself. You're trying mm-hmm. to keep your nose clean and stay out of trouble. So it's kind of a different mentality.
We had Brody Roa call in last week, and he's going Chili Bowl too. I'm sure you know that.
Oh yeah.
So anybody else from Southern California who you know of who's going to make the trek out?
Yeah, I mean, besides my teammates that we talked about earlier, you know, off the top of my head, I couldn't even really tell you.
Yeah, well, a lot of it, I think a lot of people are still trying to pull money together, still trying to pull sponsorship together, because you really don't start seeing the list fill up until, what, you know, maybe a month before Chili Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting there right now. I mean, obviously, we're kind of within reach. I know Corey is bringing out a few cars, Corey Cruzman. And it's one of those things where when you come from California, you got to bring at least a couple cars.
Oh, at least.
You got to kind of make it worth your trek out there, bringing one car. It's tough to do. It's a long haul for just one
sure.
at odds, you know, and if something happens, be it the car, the engine, the driver, you know, there's so many different variables, it makes it a very long drive home. So the more opportunities that you can show up with, the better your chances to a degree. You know, obviously, if you're spread too thin, it's going to make it tough. But we got a good bunch of guys, and I think we'll be just fine. I just really hope that we can have some good luck this year. Last year, we kind of had, I wouldn't call it necessarily bad luck. It was just unfortunate. We were fast and we were passing cars, but get caught up in somebody else's mess, and that's it. You know, it ends your night. So definitely,
you
just got to be smart and keep the nose clean, and well, that's all you can really do.
Well, and what are your straightaway speeds? Because there's a point to this.
You know, I actually don't know. I'd say maybe 70 miles an hour. You're not going very fast. It's such a small track. You know, it's a little bit bigger than a cul-de-sac. So
yeah. Well, you're going 70 miles an hour with 10 or 15 other guys. So luck has a lot to do with it. Because, I mean, all it takes is one guy or girl to make the wrong move, and then it's a chain reaction, and everybody gets affected. So luck has a lot to do with it. Oh, yeah.
Just like
and it's usually a guy.
Fender bender on the freeway, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just can't even check up in time because the quarters are so tight.
There's just no way. And what makes that track so appealing? Because it is so small, and I think it's indoor.
The Chili Bowl?
Yeah. I mean, what?
Yeah, what's the deal?
What's the deal? Is it just heritage?
Well, it's definitely not purse, I'll tell you that.
No.
Oh, okay.
But, no, I think a lot of it is the prestige. It's really mainly the prestige aspect of it. Being that the track's small, that gives guys that don't have big horsepower a reason to show up.
Right.
I've seen people, you know, make A mains on their prelim nights with focused engines, you know, 185 Jeez. Horsepower. They just rolled the bottom and did what they need to do. So it definitely gives everybody a little bit more of a fair chance. There's a lot more luck involved, but there's also more of a fair chance for guys that don't have all the horsepower to make it in, you know.
Sure.
If you can get by and stay out of trouble, you're probably going to be okay as long as you go forward. You just gotta pass cars every time you're on the track. But I would say mainly the prestige. You know, there's really no bigger event than in midget racing than the Chili Bowl. There's plenty of other indoor races down there that are coming to light, and guys are running quite a bit more and more. The car counts are growing, but you know, in reality, the prestige of the Chili Bowl is just second to none.
Well, the Chili Bowl is kind of like the Indianapolis 500, really. I mean, I know that sounds crazy comparing the two, but if you're not into motorsports and you mention the Chili Bowl race, 90% of the people know what you're talking about, whether they're race fans or not. Same thing with Indy. You know, and I think that has a lot to – I'm really surprised that the purse is as low as it is because, I mean, that's a four-day event? I mean, there's a lot of money for registering and signing up and all that. All right.
Maybe they put it all in the trophy.
4 days. They just added another day, so we're actually going to be racing on Monday now, as opposed to last year when Monday was practice. We're going to practice Monday morning, and then if the racing starts at normal racing time, it's like 5 o'clock. There's going to be a whole other prelim night, so you figure about 70, 80 cars a night for 5 nights until Friday, and then it's alphabet soup on Saturday. You know,
no.
There's a lot that goes into it.
Jeez. Well, Shears Lakes, it'd be a blast to go see. I mean, that's one of my bucket lists. So I'm working on it.
Oh, man, yeah, you got to do it. It's definitely,
I know.
And get, as far as getting a ticket goes, it might be tough, you know, to get something in the grandstands, but everybody can get a pit pass, you know, that they don't sell out of pit passes. So it's
sweet.
Kind of madness. You gotta watch your back. And when you're walking around the pits, everyone's pushing cars through the pits by hand.
Oh, yeah.
It's you can get run over, but it's definitely an experience. I mean, all of that, just all of those people from all different walks of racing under one roof, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm going to get run over, I want it to be by a race car. So that's not the worst thing. All right, JK, we're going to have to let you go. Thanks a million.
Yeah. And good luck.
Yeah, thanks for taking time out of your Sunday. Give us a call. I'm sure we'll be talking to you before Chili Bowl, and hopefully we bring you some luck. And
if we don't, get the golden driller.
Yeah, come back with all the hardware, my friend. Thank you very much.
I plan on it. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, folks. Hey, we're going to take a small break. This is FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And we are down at the San Diego International Auto Show. We're in the exotic vault. They're not going to let us out until for another 12 minutes. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, located 11370 North Woodside. Everything from hot rods to stock vehicles, your daily driver, the boys at Certified can take care of every bit of it. And if you want to trick the underhood of your car with some hose specialties, that braided hose line, well, guess what? They have it right there at Certified Car Clinic. Just go to hosespecialties.com, hosespecialties.com. All right, Michelle just took off at about 180 mile an hour. And what did you find for us?
Well, I found that San Diego State has a race team.
Yes.
Yes. And so I grabbed Gregory Essayen, and he's with Aztec Racing.
How you doing, Greg?
Good. How are you guys?
So, yeah, you guys have had a race program in that school for many years that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I mean, this team has been going for over a decade consecutively, and it's actually one of three race clubs on campus.
Wow.
Wow, cool.
We have us. We build a small internal combustion-powered on-road autocross car.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an SAE Baja team, which is building a small off-roader, and then the electric version of our car, which is just a separate team itself.
Sure.
And yeah, there's enough mechanical engineers and EEs and everyone to fill all three teams easily.
Oh, I bet.
Is that what you're studying to be as a mechanical engineer?
I am, yeah. I'm studying ME.
All right.
And then what are you going to do once you graduate? I mean, you're going to work for a car manufacturer? You're going to start your own thing? What are you doing?
Undecided. I've got varied interests. I could go into defense. Taking a bit of a penchant to medical device engineering. So we'll see. But always going to be doing cars as a hobby.
So what do you do with the race team? You the driver?
I'm actually the chief engineer for this year, and yeah, I'm one of the drivers.
Yeah. So. You don't get behind the wheel, what's the point, right?
Right.
I know. So folks are probably sitting there going, what in the world is he building a race car at a college for?
Well.
So basically, it's an engineering club, but it's a way to teach students, engineering students, even as young as freshmen, how to go about the engineering process. So it's not as much focused. It is focused on the racing, but it's more focused on, you know, the design, the validation, the manufacturing. So we teach students stuff like TIG welding, CNC. We teach them how to do composite layups, how to do their own validation through CFD and FEA, all that good stuff.
So it makes really good sense why Tesla is having as much trouble as he is trying to build a car.
Yeah, basically.
It's not easy to build a car, right?
Yeah, having spent a few years in his shoes, it's not simple.
No. And you have to have expertise. You have to have engineering. How about design?
So for design, we have a rule book laid out by the competition's put on by the Society for Automotive Engineers.
Right, SAE.
Yeah. They give us a rule book, and it gives us lines inside of which to draw. But it also gives us a lot of leeway.
Sure.
So a lot of the design that we do, it's, you know, we go back to first principle for a lot of it.
Right.
And then go up from there. And we do all of our validation at every step of the way using, you know, computer tools and stuff like
that.
Right.
And they don't want to squelch your enthusiasm or your creativity.
Oh, certainly not.
They just want to keep you kind of a little bit in between the lines, so everybody's got an equal shot at it.
Exactly, yeah.
It's just that whatever you, it's, I used to work with First Robotics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I've had them on TV, and I've gone to their event. Have you ever been to one of their events? Next time
yeah.
there's one, the sports arena, you got to go, dude. Those guys, young kids, I mean, building robots, doing things that you wouldn't even think twice about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great opportunity.
They are.
What did you bring today to the convention center?
Yeah, what's in your booth? Because you guys are going to be here at least till 7, and we're off in 7 minutes. But what would you say to get people to come over and take a look at what you got?
So in our booth right now is the car that we took to competition for the 2018 year.
And how did you do?
We placed about mid-pack.
Okay.
We had some technical difficulties that kept us out of the top spots, but we're going to go back to competition this year and really give it all she's got. We're actually working on our 2019 car right now in our shop. We've got all the chassis jigs laid out, and we're going to weld up our chassis and have it done by the end of the break. But yeah, our 2018 car is down here, so anyone who wants to come and check it out and talk to us and learn more about the program and what we do and how to potentially become involved as a college or university student is more than welcome to.
So, do you get any support? I mean, do you need, like, sponsorship? Do you need people to help pay for things? Because, I mean...
Yes. And we do regularly reach out to third-party sponsors. I mean, local shops like Jim Wolf Technology over in El Cajon has helped us with dyno tuning and stuff like that. Corner 3 up in Irvine has helped us with helmets and harnesses and all that good stuff. And yeah, we
all need to chip in if we can help.
Exactly.
You know, especially schools.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, but gosh, I wish I'd have known about this program when I was your age. I'd have probably went to college.
Me too. I would have said, do you need any political science majors for your race team?
See, now you could just think you wouldn't even gone political science if you knew this was in school.
I probably would have gone engineering. My old man was an engineer.
Yeah, see, and that would have been absolutely perfect.
And it would have gotten me, well, you can do engineering. You don't have to be poli-sci. Yeah.
No, you don't have to. Yeah. So you've already done 20, so you're getting ready for 2019?
Yes, exactly.
How many races do you race a year?
So we do one competition a year. There's two competitions in the U.S. and 10 worldwide. The problem with the other competition in the U.S. is that it's during our finals week.
Well, plus you probably couldn't afford to get over there anyway, right?
Maybe, but you're right. It would be another stretch. So.
That's really pricey.
It's an expensive hobby, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So now that you've done this, you've driven the car, have you kind of got the bug?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So you plan to do some form of racing once you graduate, you think?
Definitely. I definitely want to get into the autocross scene. You know, the SCCA stuff at Qualcomm, which hopefully we'll
stay
local. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Stay.
Yeah.
What car do you have in your garage at home?
Right now I drive a 2018 BRZ performance package.
I was going to say, you look like a Subaru guy.
Did you put a turbo on it or a supercharger yet?
Not yet. I've just been trying to fight off the urge.
But, yeah, don't do that.
I told both Subaru and Toyota with the 86, you left the checkbook on the roof for what reason?
Yeah.
Because I've had the BRZ and the 86 teams or clubs come to KUSI.
Yeah.
And almost every one of them is either supercharged or turbocharged.
Yeah, basically.
It's not like it's not there. It's not like the available. But in the defense of the car, it's really not about the power. It's how well can you drive that car. And that car is really set up well drive.
It is. It's a very balanced chassis.
It'll make you a better driver without that horsepower.
Yeah, and that's the goal.
Right, because you have to learn how to use what you have.
Not what you want.
And autocross
is a
test of that. Yes.
Exactly.
So good. Well, good luck with your autocross. Good luck with your club.
So what are you now? Are you a senior?
Funny enough, I'm actually a third-year graduate student. I'm working on my master's degree.
Oh, excellent.
So,
all right, good deal. So a couple more years?
Hopefully a couple more semesters. So,
ooh, you're almost on the way out, huh?
Almost out, yeah.
Wow. So, well, I don't know if you're the guy to talk to, but I'm going to give you my card. Because I would love nothing better than to have one, two, or all three race cars come to KUSI.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're just down the street from you. We can bring you in probably on a weekend, be the easiest for you guys. Bring them in, talk about the program, talk about the fact that you could use sponsorship, you could use help.
Exactly.
Maybe get those travel expenses covered.
Yeah, you never, and it doesn't cost a dime. It's totally free.
Perfect.
And we're the number one watch. I know you don't watch any TV.
And
but
it's easy. It's only like a 10-minute segment, and then you're done.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get on with your day. It's like first thing in the morning.
But it'll be good for the school. It'll be good for the program.
Yeah, I didn't even know about San Diego State having a program until I saw this right here.
No, I knew. I've known they've had it. I've had them on TV before back in the day.
I'm glad it's still alive and well and going strong.
Yeah, still going strong, still helping a lot of engineers become better engineers.
I totally agree. No more lawyers, more engineers.
Yes.
No more lawyers, more engineers.
Oh, jeez.
What's the website? You got a website?
Yeah, we have a website. It is fsaeaztecracing.wixsite.com/aztecracing.
Okay.
We also have a Facebook, facebook.com/sdsufsae. We're also on Instagram at sdsufsae.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, hopefully we can help throw some people your way, and I really hope you'll follow up or give that business card to somebody that wants to get some publicity for your program.
Definitely.
You know, because the beauty of it is we do the program, then I give it back to you, and you put it on your website, you put it on your proposal sheet, like when you're trying to get money. Because if you get somebody that throws money at you, then we'll bring them on TV and thank them for doing it, and they get something, you know, kind of return on your investment.
Yeah, and it all works out. And then on that note also, the way that our club is structured, we are a 501c3, so we are registered
as
a nonprofit. So any donations are tax deductible.
Oh, see?
It's a win.
He's a smart guy over here. Well, thank you so much for jumping in at the last moment to participate in the radio program live from the convention center. I really appreciate you jumping in at the drop of a hat.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, I think it's
you
over.
You did a great job. Thank you.
We're just about ready to rock and roll out of here.
Yeah. This is the end of our third hour of radio. Thank you all for listening. We do have a Racer Radio page on Facebook, so go ahead and like that. Oh. And our second hour is You Auto Know, and there's a Facebook page for You Auto Know as well. So go and make friends with us.
All right. Hey, and Roger Parker stopped by, wanted us to throw out a big shout-out. And by the way, don't forget to go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio is up next right there at FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. And happy trails.
Happy trails.
Where's my happy trails music?
It's coming.
We're
getting out a little early. There we go.
There it is.
All right, folks. Thank you very much. And we'll be back in studio next Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes, indeedy.
AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.